Hi, I'm Chris Thiele, host live from here. Great music is a tradition here on WYSO, going all the way back to 1958. We keep that tradition going every Saturday night by bringing you some of today's best performers on stage from around the country. Join me for Live From Here every Saturday night at 6 on 91.3 WYSO.
And in keeping with that great musical tradition, that great live musical tradition, we have live music for you here on Kaleidoscope. I am really, really excited to welcome back these guys, because they've all been here before, though not in this exact configuration. Tonight, they are John DeBuck and the Guilty Pleasures, and we'll tell you who we've got in the house here in a few minutes and how you can see them live at one of my favorite events of the year. But first, let's have some live music. Take it away, you guys.
All right. The song's called Lovety Love. 1 minute you're light and fancy free with that lovety love that you give to me. Next minute you bite and run up a tree with that lovety love that you give to me. I've been digging through all my jeans, hoping to find the key to unlocking what all this means. But it's rough, and I'm rough to your tough love. Baby, set me free. You cut me no slack. You shruggity shrug. How should I react to such lovety love?
Quick arrangement here with the guitars. We'll do one more for you. I think we're good. The song is called Man on the Street.
Almost.
Almost.
Getting there. There we go.
This song will be called Man on the Street.
Thank you.
try to stay plain. I keep good hours, I don't sing in the rain. Some little old lady gets on the train, and I'll give her my seat. I'm the lowliest man on the street, and I don't give my woman very much of my time, although I should. Make it right with your lady before the time comes. When you're back in pain, pounding your drums down on Waterville, the lowliest man on the street.
John DeBuck and the Guilty Pleasures live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. So is that the first ever use of Waterville Eat in a song? Because that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I have no idea. I haven't heard every song ever written, though. So
I don't know. I'm going to give it to you. I'm giving you the title of first song ever using Waterville Eat. So welcome, you guys. Welcome back to all of you. We've got John DeBuck, Brian Hoflick, Tom Rasticus, and Todd Widener in the house. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. So I know you guys in many, many bands and many, many projects, but tell me, how did this particular configuration of this project kind of come together?
Well, Brian and I have played together in various projects for years, and we always kind of wanted to do a thing with, like, my songs. I happened to meet Tom through Brian because they were both in Parlor Tricks, Chris Wright's Parlor Tricks at the time. And I did some recording with Tom, and that's how I met him. And then time was right. We decided to put a band together, and we were looking for a guitar player. And actually, Brian suggested Todd. I wouldn't have even thought to ask him because he's a busy guy. But he was available when I asked, and that was pretty much it. And that was at the end of last year, and here we are.
Nice. Now, I know a couple of years ago you were recording some stuff and you know, you had told me, like, oh, I'm working on this album. And I'm just curious, are those songs, have they become band songs, or are those still, like, solo John DeBuck songs, or do they live in both spaces?
It's pretty much the same stuff that we're doing now, and that's kind of a long story. We recorded a thing, but now we're kind of a band, and that was kind of put together a lot more quickly than this.
Yeah.
So now we've kind of been working on, you know, rehearsing as a band, and the arrangements are a little bit tighter.
Refining.
So now we're in the process of laying those down now.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I don't know. So many people helped me out on that thing, so I'm going to have to do something.
Could be like a B-side or like a bonus or something.
Yeah, I'll just have to press it.
The lost album.
Yeah.
It'll be rare.
What's it been like then as you have become a band and you've gone from, like, you know, songwriter and kind of players and guys coming in to join you to kind of gelling as a band? How has that maybe changed the songs or evolved the sound as you guys have started, you know, kind of working as a unit?
Well, the songs, most of them were just ones I used to do by myself solo. So they were, you know, kind of folkified pop tunes, I guess, but everybody just kind of brings their own element of music into it. Like, Todd's got that, you know, awesome blues and rock thing that he brings in. And
whatever that thing is that I do.
Yeah, I mean, it just, everybody just kind of lends their own flavor. And it's always like, oh, I didn't know that. You know, that's cool. You know, I didn't hear that coming. So I just kind of let it happen. Let the plumbers do the plumbing, as they say, mm-hmm. You know. So... and it's been great. Everybody knows what they're doing. They're all pros.
As you say, this is like an all-star lineup here. Just saying, you know.
Oh, shucks. I don't know about that.
Oh, I think so. I'm gonna.
I don't know if we're all stars, but we're all here.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
There you go.
John Dubuckin is all here's.
Exactly.
So, You've been a band for about a year, would you say?
Yeah,
roughly-ish.
Roughly-ish. Yeah.
And I've seen you guys playing out and doing some cool things. I know you guys did like a St. Patrick's Day matinee. What sorts of things do you have coming up? I know you've got, you know, one of my favorite shows of the year, Sideshow.
Yeah, we're kicking off the Sideshow this year, Friday, 7:00. Pretty excited about that. As always, there's a great lineup there, and change this guitar.
I think you might have
I'm
to
having some
guitar.
Having some technical issues with my guitar.
Wardrobe malfunction with the guitar.
And so we're doing that, and that's kind of our first, I would say, you know, like kind of big show. Like you said, we did a couple of things. We're trying to get a matinee thing going at South Park Tavern, and that's been pretty cool. It's that one. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. It's the one against the chair. I got bass player doing everything for me. But we're doing a show at SRS Rehearsal Space in mm-hmm. St. Anne's Hill for our friend Kim McCarthy is running for state representative. So she asked us to do a little fundraiser event there. So that should be pretty fun.
We're also down the road in Cincinnati next Friday.
Oh, nice.
Listing Loon. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great space. Yeah,
looking forward to that.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
So, like, in terms of those different types of gigs, so I'm thinking like Listing Loon and SRS are pretty intimate spaces, and Sideshow is big, and it's a tent and it's outside, and I can see where you guys can be loud and big for the outside tent shows, but also like fit into those really, really intimate spaces. When you're thinking about putting together your set lists and planning for these shows, how are you thinking in terms of venue?
We do kind of think ahead and kind of plan our sets out and then kind of rehearse that way. And we're like I said.
We knock it back a number on the amps.
Exactly. That's exactly right. We're pros and we can play quiet. Yeah. It's like we've gotten to the point now where we don't have to turn up all the way.
I was going to say, that's a learned skill, the turning down.
It is. Yeah. There's a volume knob on your guitar, folks. Yep. Use it.
So what's next for you guys? Obviously, Sideshow, the Listing Loon.
That and recording. I mean, it's,
yeah.
It's where we are.
Tell me a little bit about the recording. Is Tom doing it? Or?
Tom's doing it. He's got a
That's
great
awesome.
Space in his basement that we also rehearse in, so it's very easy to just put mics in front of the amps instead of just set the amps up. One extra step. Well, I guess for us, Tom's got a couple extra steps to do.
Yeah. A few.
Yeah, he handles all the V's and the U's, and we just kind of stand there and wait. until he says
it's,
go.
We're really excited. I mean, we've really just been concentrating on drum tracks so far, but the tones he's been getting from everybody just on the dummy tracks are really great. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, covering up all of Brian's drumming.
Yeah, I really, I'm going to need that, buddy. Thanks. And thanks for mentioning it here.
Yeah. He is the one take one. Yeah.
It's been like 11 songs, and 10 of them have been first takes.
Oh, see?
And, okay. And the other one was a second.
Like I said, we got pros in the room. What can I say?
Had a lot of coffee.
And a lot of coffee.
Pros and coffee. Good combination. So are you guys hoping to get the album out yet this year, or are you just going to kind of see what happens with the recording process and take it from there?
We're definitely going to try to get it out this year, and sooner than later. Now that I have actual people like pushing me to do it, the other people that I'm accountable for as well, I feel like I can actually make this happen this time. So apologies. And I'm signing the checks, so...
You know, all things in their own time. You know, all things in the right time.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the right time, and now it's the right time. That's the way you got to look at it.
I haven't put a record out in so many years, though, that, of any sort, that I really need to get something going. So.
And now you're doing it.
I'm doing it. It's really happening, man.
Soon come.
Soon to come.
It's all happening.
Well, we will look forward to that release. We've got John DeBuck and the Guilty Pleasures in the house. You can catch them live at Sideshow 13. It's May 25th and 26th at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton. They're also going to be at SRS Rehearsal Space in St. Anne's Hill on May 12th. That's a fundraiser. And they'll be down in Cincinnati at the Listening Loon. And we've got links up to connect with the band and to connect with those shows at our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And looks like we're getting ready, getting set. What do you think, guys? Shall we do some more live ones?
Yeah. John writes a lot of capo songs.
Ah, so tricky.
A little bit of adjustments.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a thing that you do.
It is a thing we do. I apologize. But we'll make it happen, you know. This is in F sharp, if anyone's wondering. Anyone's playing along at home.
Yeah. It's like the bouncing ball of radio.
Exactly. All right. Todd.
We'll be right back.
That's sorry.
It ain't that far. Sorry. God. Amateur night.
It's another man on the street, I guess.
Just another.
Just gonna do that one again, huh? Because
we
rehearsed five.
Yeah.
Another man on the street part two.
We could have done it better the first time, I thought. Yeah, this song is called It Ain't That Far. AKA 25 Steps, some people call it. I generally don't.
Did you write this one about Canal Street?
Kind of, yeah. A little bit, I did. And I wrote it on a Tuesday afternoon.
There you go.
All right. We're ready now.
I wouldn't know you if I passed you on the street. I ran right into you, staring at my feet. You changed a little more every time we meet. But slowly eyes may recognize our hearts don't miss a beat. It ain't that far. Name it 25 steps to the old bar. Take my car. We'll drink until we feel the way the years of time. And the cracks are still your old.
country try right there. And
yeah, we're going to switch to reggae.
You know, I'll switch to a little reggae for you, just for fun. And this song is called In Love and Going Nowhere.
Kind of hoping this set would be sort of presenting the many flavors of John Dubuque and the Guilty Pleasures.
Yeah, we tried to get a really huge cross-section of everything we do. Most of it's actually just droning folk music, but
the huge cross-section ends up being five songs.
Exactly.
Five gets it done.
So this is pretty much it.
Gonna hit some notes on this one.
Yeah. Featuring Todd. Okay. A one, two, three, four.
I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love.
Sister in my life, of course. Still kicking that same dead horse. Still waiting for the paint to dry. On our last I love you lie.
I already know where this is gonna go. Oh,
John DeBuck and the Guilty Pleasures live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Catch them at Sideshow 13. It's May 25th and 26th at the Yellow Cab. You can see them May 12th at SRS in St. Anne's Hill and at the Listing Loon down in Cincinnati. We've got links up to all of the information and to connect with the band at our Facebook page, facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. You guys, such a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. Check out John DeBuck and the Guilty Pleasures. All the info at facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. Right now, as we go back into the recorded music, this one by request, here's some Cave Witch.